Hula Girl chucks her chastity belt. I'm in the mood for another stagette. At my last, the highlight prop of the eve was a metal chastity belt for the betrothed. This locking chain device was straight from the tickle trunk of the Spanish Inquisition. The belt didn't stay on our bride-to-be for long. I tried it. Sitting on cold, rigid metal isn't as sexy as it sounds. The Hawaiian costume we brought stayed on a little longer. My friend was adorable in the colorful lace, hula skirt, and flower-covered bra she wore over her clothing. Not surprisingly, she attracted plenty of interest from men in the bar. As the evening progressed, we moved to a club where we danced long into the night. The betrothed removed her grass skirt, and then off came the floral bra. At some point, I slipped on the bra and lays to become the latest hula girl. The details are a little hazy, Your Honor. I blame the light show and loud music. Tack on the tray of shooters. The night was packed with learning lessons. Lesson 1. Hang out on the dance floor with attractive young women, and men will quickly orbit. I danced with a cute guy who turned our fast dance into a slow, touchy-feely tango. The imprint of his plaid shirt stuck to me for days. Did I feel flattered that a much younger man wanted me to join his table? Sure, for 30 seconds. But I'm not stupid. I knew where I stood, or tangoed, in the Wild Kingdom's pecking order. On the dance floor, I was the older antelope of the herd. If a man, let's compare him to a lion, was unsuccessful in capturing a younger, prettier member, he figured he can pick off me, the slower one. Lesson 2. I look better to people who imbibe. For an instant ego boost, I shall spend more time in places that serve liquor. Lots of it. Lesson 3. A little costuming goes a long way. Countless men reached out and stroked, poked, or squeezed my Hawaiian bra as I walked past. The first few times, I was shocked, since I forgot I was wearing it. By the 10th man to cop a feel, I realized that it doesn't take much to stir up that lion's den. When I later complained to my husband, Paul, how men felt entitled to grab me simply because I draped a few plastic flowers across my chest, he answered, "Then why didn't you just take it off?" Good point. Again, I blame those shooter trays. Now, where did I leave that Hawaiian getup? I hope to wear it again soon. I might be an aging antelope, but I'm still running with the herd.